Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Helping us, you know, make sense of what we're seeing and he's seeing is our friend David Harrison now. David covers the Commanders for Locked On NFL, Sports Illustrated. Harrison grinds, man. He's out here every day putting in a lot of work. Dave, how you doing, man?
I appreciate you, JP. How are you?
I'm good, dude. I'm good. My contention is that the last 3 days of camp have continuously upped the best day of camp. Whereas last week was kind of gritty, like they were working hard, but it was weren't seeing a lot.
Yep.
We're starting to see some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're starting to see the offense kind of be able to open it up more, right? And when you talk to guys like Jahan Dotson and Brian Robinson, they kind of talk about how fun this offense can be. And Jahan really kind of goes in on getting playmakers in space. I mean, just today, you see a screen pass to Jahan Dotson that literally gets him in space, and he's able to make a move and get upfield quick and make something happen with it. And it's just that kind of stuff. Like when you can manufacture offense from the line of scrimmage or even behind the line of scrimmage, it's something that's really cool. And that only accentuates a guy like Jaden Daniels with what he can do with the long ball and with his athleticism, because you don't want to let defenses just sit back in some sort of shell and just defend against the long ball, wait for the rookie to make a mistake, take advantage, get him off the field. You want to make them cover, I always call it four dimensions of the field, right? You got short, intermediate, deep, but you also got behind the line of scrimmage, and you're seeing some screens that if they can get on the same page with them, which they're starting to do, I think that can really be a threat to opposing defenses and really start to open up what Cliff Kingsbury can do with Jaden.
You mentioned Cliff. I'm curious, when he was first hired, I was a little skeptical of the hire, but having watched some of the stuff out here, I've been encouraged, and I think that you're going to see some good things. What have been your thoughts of Kingsbury? And I'm curious if it's changed your mind, if you were a little skeptical at all, like I was.
Yeah, when he was hired, I mean, I understood the skepticism from people. You know,
what was the skepticism?
It's
air raid. He's going to throw it 75 times a game.
That, but also when you go back to when he was hired by Arizona, right? A lot of people were like, "This is a dude who wasn't actually all that successful in college either. Why is he getting this NFL job?" And then things went well for a period of time in the NFL with Kyler and the Cardinals, but then eventually it fell apart, and he ends up out. And then I think his reaction to also getting fired from that job, like leaving the country, and people are like, "Oh, it's a one-way ticket. Who knows when he's going to come back?" I think that kind of sticks in people's mind, and maybe it's a little bit unfair, like, you know, for what the guy was going through. But, you know, he comes back in, and I always try to keep the open mind, because I think the really important part of the context of Cliff coming back to the NFL is the not being a head coach part, right? He can just focus on drawing up these offenses and doing these things. And then when the staff was getting built out, he's also got Brian Johnson, he's got Anthony Lynn. So you really have three head coaches or two head coaches and three, you know, senior coaches in the room to really craft this offense. And I actually talked to Olamide Zaccheaus, and, you know, he comes over from the Eagles. He's got experience in the Falcons as well. And I asked him, like, is this, you know, similar to offenses you played in before? And he said, no, it's completely different, especially the terminology. So even guys who are coming in with some familiarity with some of these coaches and these senior decision makers, this is still all new for them, which is what Dan has been telling us. Is not just the rookies are learning a whole new system, you know, and then Joe Witt goes through and says this isn't going to be the Cowboys defense or the Falcons or the Packers or the Browns defense that he's come from. So it really kind of shows that this is all new, and even if you think you know Cliff Kingsbury's tendencies, you may not actually know Cliff Kingsbury's tendencies now with the Washington Commanders.
I think Kingsbury was the right hire, and I love the staff they've built out around him, in that we'll see, and you know, who knows his flair and his timing for play calling specifically and sequential play calling and all those things. Yeah. But I think he's the right guy to develop a quarterback. I think his quarterback track record's pretty strong. And I think when you add other guys that play the position, Tavita, Rye, Blau, Brian Johnson, who's had a ton of success with quarterbacks, like, that's what I really like about it. One of the things that I think will be most important for Jaden's development is balance. And yeah, I think Cliff runs a much more balanced offense than he gets credit for.
Yep.
And then I think these backs, specifically I think B-Rob and Eckler, what have you thought of those two so far through camp? What do you think the usage should be as we get into the regular season?
Man, I love the duo. You know what I mean? And I've been a big Austin Eckler fan just from afar, obviously,
yeah,
watching his career.
Scoring 50 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the elusiveness. He's got the agility. But he's also, I mean, he's got more power than I think that people give him credit for. I don't know that I wouldn't call him a power back. I wouldn't want to see him do that on a down-to-down basis, per se. But I think just, you know, whether you want to call him Smash and Dash, whatever nickname the fan base wants to come up for him eventually.
God,
I think it's just,
can we not?
Yeah.
Please don't do a nickname.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably going to come. If they're successful, a nickname is going to come.
Just call them Eckler and B-Rob.
There you go. That's a good one.
B-Rob and Eck.
But I think that...
Dude, I'm sorry. That's a pet peeve of mine. Nobody loves unearned nicknames more than position groups of the Burgundy and Gold. Remember the flight marshals? How was that?
Oh, wow.
They're patting each other down. Just giving up bombs. Patting each other down. Please. Withhold all nicknames.
I'm not a fan of self-given nicknames, for sure.
Okay.
That's definitely got to be something you've got to earn from other people, I think. But yeah, I think the duo together, like, they just think that there's an opportunity there to again, just really challenge defenses and give them a lot of looks. We've seen some two-back sets that I personally have been screaming for since, you know, the first day I got on the beat here, just with, you know, the running back tandems that this team has had. You've just had the personnel. And I think that's really the biggest thing, kind of tying back into Cliff Kingsbury, is, you know, none of us know how successful or non-successful this is actually going to turn out, right? Like, we're kind of reading the tea leaves of what we see today, which yep, looks good right now. But if this fails, right? Like, if this offense fails, it's going to be because of other reasons. It's not going to be because there were weapons and opportunities out there that just didn't get used, right? Like, you feel like last year, you know, this team went down with 5 out of 6 bullets in their wheels still unfired, right? And I think this team, if they go down, and it's, you know, they're going to go down with no bullets left, because they're going to take everything they can from these weapons and they're going to try to use it to their maximum ability.
What have you seen out of Zach Ertz, looking at the weapons on the offense? What have you seen out of Zach Ertz? And then who's going to take over? Like, we know it's going to be Terry and Jahan. Who's behind that as a third receiver?
So with Zach, you know, that's where I'll admit my kind of bias, I guess, is I was a little bit of ageist. So, like, I see these older tight end come in. Obviously, he ended up leaving Arizona, goes to what was it, Detroit, but never gets on the field. Like,
he's looked
so
great.
I was kind of like, yeah, I was kind of like, okay, that's great as a coach in the locker room, but now who are you going to have play, right? That was kind of my initial mindset. But then coming in and seeing him, I mean, the dude, yeah, like you just said, JP, like, the dude looks great. Like, I would never guess his age if I was just watching him, didn't know who he was. I would never guess his age. And then today we see him going face mask to face mask with young Percy Butler. So he's definitely ready to mix it up with the young guys. You know, I just think Zach not only brings the experience, but obviously kind of the coach on the field, mentor role to guys like Benson and those guys. But he's got playmaking ability, man. And him and Jaden have a chemistry, and they've definitely been connecting. As far as the third receiver goes, I think that's a little bit hard. I think, honestly, I don't know that you're going to have – I don't think right now I can say, like, here is your third receiver. I think I could say, here is your third receiver if you have this kind of a look or this kind of a matchup or this kind of a scenario. I think Jamison Crowder fits really well as a third guy with that duo in certain scenarios. I think Luke McCaffrey, certainly as he continues to grow, could carve out a role. And I really like Alamide Zaccheaus. Like, I think that him and Terry and Jahan on the field can present some things as well. So I think you'll probably have a little bit of, if it were today, I think you probably have a little bit more of a rotating third receiver than you have a solidified third receiver. But there's still time, and maybe one of those guys can come out ahead. I think if I had to predict who it would be, I'd probably say Alamide Zaccheaus at least to start off.
Yeah, and I think whatever it is to start, a lot of times rookies, you got to look to like the second half of the season. Yeah. You got to look past like Halloween. Like Halloween is a launch point, and I feel like that could be the case for Luke. I'd be right. curious to see it at least. We're talking with our friend David Harrison here, host of the Commanders Locked On podcast, and then, of course, you can check out all his work on Sports Illustrated, the Commanders page on SI. Give him a follow at dharrison82. A name you very much didn't mention there was De'Ami Brown.
Yeah.
We did a segment earlier in the show. We do this game called Real or Fake, where our old friend, tech executive Cody Betts, calls in with random fake or real news stories from around the internet. But we did it specifically to Real or Fake the hype around a guy at camp. Where are you at with De'Ami?
De'Ami is interesting because I'm kind of where I'm at with De'Ami right now is kind of where I was at with Emmanuel Forbes before camp really started, where I'm kind of just curious as to where you really fit in this offense and where you line up with the rest of the receiver room. Because, you know, when you look at like a team that wants to be explosive, a team that wants to be able to stretch the field, but also play quick in the short game in the intermediate part of the field, I just don't know that De'Ami does any of that really well, right? And we hear Coach Quinn talk about having guys
he's
on the field.
He's a vertical threat. Like, he's kind of a one-trick pony in a lot of ways.
But he's also not the fastest vertical threat, right? Like, they've got guys. So that's kind of where I'm at with De'Ami. Like, there's guys on the roster that do what you do and also do it a little bit better. But then they do some things that you don't do, and they do that, obviously, better than you do because you don't do them. So it's just it's interesting because, like, we've seen De'Ami flash. We've seen him pop from time to time over the years, you know. But today, I mean, honestly, there was a little – and you don't want to draw too much from, like, one morsel, right? But there's a deep ball that Jane takes, and again, it's usually Terry on Emmanuel, right? But this time it's De'Ami, and they don't connect. They miss, right? Because why? The ball is deeper. Well, you look at that ball, and you're like, if that's Terry, that's probably a connection. If that's Alamide Zaccheaus, that might be a connection. Even if it's Luke McCaffrey, that might be a connection. So I just wonder, I haven't seen De'Ami really kind of carve out a role in this offense to say, boom, this is my spot, right? This is my seat at the table. And that's why right now I'm kind of leading him out of those conversations because I just don't see it personally.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.